November 13th PM, Gurudev.
Aaj Prakriti
Charan. Today, our Pooja Pashla Bhakti Vedanta Raman Goswami Maharaj and Pooja Pashla Bhakti Vedanta Srivikram Maharaj we'll discuss about the glorious characters. Some devotees spoke about they offered their Pushpanjali at their lotus feet. Now I will ask some other devotees that they should also speak about Param Pujapat glorious character. They should also describe and offer their Pushpanjali at his lotus feet. Shri Bhakti Vedanta Madhav Maharaj will speak something. Maximum please speak from 10 to 15 seconds, a minute. Many people are there. Speak Hindi or Bengali. Who has love and affection towards somebody, for that person only you can feel separation. The gopis or Krishna, they have lot of affection towards him. That is why when Krishna goes to Mathura, their separation increases. What stages it reached, we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Similarly, the more one is attached to Srila Gurudev's lotus feet, that much separation one will feel from his separation, from him separation. Raghunath Das Goswami in his heart, Rup Goswami, towards Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rup Goswami would leave, what will happen to him? In what condition he would be in? Giriraj Govardhan seems like a python. All the Braj, it seems like empty to him. And Radhakund and Shyamkund, just like the mouth of tigers, very ferocious. It is being described by him. That is why the affection that you have towards Gurudev's lotus feet, how much you have affection towards him, that much he will have separation towards Gurudev. And who will have separation in Gurudev? You must understand, he is very high on the stages of bhakti and soon he will go to Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Without Gurudev's mercy, not possible. Now I am requesting, Pujapad, more than 60 years I used to reside with Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj and Pujapad Srila Trivikram Maharaj. In different ways, we had relationships in so many different ways. We had a situation where we observed and saw each other very carefully, how serving Gurudev. So closely I saw all these things. Vaman Maharaj is ready to give up his life for his Gurudev. I have seen all these things. Guru Maharaj ji, Vaman Maharaj ji, Guru Maharaj ji used to consider that I am indebted to Pujapad Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj because of his service. Why? When he is falling sick, or Guru Maharaj ji started crying when he went somewhere, some other place. A Guru, when he is crying for his disciple, you must understand what kind of affection he has towards this disciple. I have seen Srila Trivikram Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj ji, and they would never give us any responsibility. If something was very responsible work, he would give to Trivikram Maharaj, and he would not take it so easily also. He would argue questions, he would ask, then what he would take, what he would accept, he would complete it. That is why he used to think about Vaman Maharaj that he is a child, he cannot do anything. But towards Trivikram Maharaj, he had more faith. I have seen such things, such relations. More I have observed when Pujyapad Srila Vaman Maharaj for serving Gurudev, what he has not done. If somebody wants to perform bhajan towards Gurudev, wants that he should learn from Vaman Maharaj's life. Unless until he has such nishtha, one cannot perform bhajan. That is why for 60 years I resided, I had the fortune. How many days you remained with him? Very few years, and not very closely also. He is asking Pujva Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. And I, like a friend, had the opportunity. Our life was so mixed together. We were like two bodies, one soul. I have seen some of my Gurudev's character in my godbrother Pujva Srila Vaman Maharaj. Wherever Gurudev used to go for preaching, there Srila Tirvikram Maharaj, me and Vaman Maharaj, and Vaman Maharaj and me, we used to go. I used to think that I am never second in running. I used to be a good athlete. And Vaman Maharaj, he used to walk so much. But when Guru Maharaj ji in Medipur's mat, when he used to walk, then both of us used to remain behind. We were not able to walk with them. So swiftly used to walk. That time I used to work in the kitchen. Vaman Maharaj ji, in all ways, other services he used to take. I used to even clean the pots in those days. I used to write sometimes. So many things services used to do. After that, when he was, Tirvikram Maharaj ji used to go. After Vaman Maharaj was given some other responsibilities, we learned so many lessons from both of them. They are my Shiksha Gurus, both of them. What can I tell about their glorious characters? I am always indebted to them. I can never become free of their debt. Now, in short, translation.
So Sri Gurudev said that when someone develops affection, love and affection for the feet of Sri Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, then to that degree they will experience separation or viraha. We see the topmost example of this in the life of Sri Raghunath Goswami. How much affection he had for the feet of his Shiksha Guru, Sri Rupan Sanatan. Upon the disappearance of Sri Rupan Sanatan in Sunyayata Mahagosta, then he saw the whole Brahmando like empty. The mouth of Radhakund was like the mouth of a tigress to take his life. And Govardhan appeared like a python. Such a high degree of separation he had for the feet of Sri Rupan Sanatan. Why? Because such a high degree of love and affection he had for them. The Gurudev said, I had the first-hand opportunity to see their Guru Seva, the service of Srila Bhavan Maharaj and Srila Chimkar Maharaj to Atman Gurudev. How Srila Bhavan Maharaj kept his life in the hand for the service of his spiritual master. And how Padma Gurudev became indebted to that service. When Srila Bhavan Maharaj's hand was caught in the printing press, that time Srila Padma Gurudev was weeping. So very rare that a spiritual master will weep for his disciple. So you can imagine how much he was captured by the seva of Srila Bhavan Maharaj. If there was any responsible service, then Sri Padma Gurudev would call Srila Chimkar Maharaj and give to him. But Srila Chimkar Maharaj would A little bit tried to avoid, but anyhow, finally he would take. But any responsible server he took, and he always completed it perfectly. At that time, maybe Padma Gurudev was thinking that Srila Gurudev and Srila Bhavan Maharaj were children, therefore we shouldn't give them too much responsibility. They were once in the Balamans. What Guru said, he did not perform for his Guru. He said, I saw, Gurudev said, I saw firsthand for more than 60 years how their nature was, how they had mystery in Guru. Even though he said, how long we have seen him for? 10 years, 15 years. And we have seen from a great distance in the eyes of the former Guru. But Gurudev said, I could not see from a distance because we were living close together like dear friends. And by their help also I compiled the Jivan Charitra, or the life and teachings of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. When Srila Padma Gurudev went preaching, then first he used to take Srila Balamraj. Then Gurudev says, when I came that time, I also went. Padma Gurudev would walk very fast, and Srila Balamraj could also walk. But when Srila Padma Guruji came to Bindipur, that time he would walk so fast, village to village, we could not keep up. Gurudev said, I used to perform the services of cooking and writing. That time Srila Balamraj would perform other personal services like washing cloths and washing pots. But when Srila Padma Gurudev put Srila Balamraj in charge of the press department, that time Srila Trimukha Maharaj took his place and also went preaching everywhere with him. Then Gurudev said, I received so many teachings from them, so much shiksha. I cannot repay them. I am deeply indebted to them. Go Premananda Mitra.
In the time of Navadip Dham Parikrama, there used to be thousands of people. Guru Maharaj ji, to meet Guru Maharaj ji, everybody used to come. And everybody he used to meet, and he used to just keep speaking with them. And Vaman Maharaj ji, with a paper and pen in his hand, he used to always be near him. Please speak something. We cannot give to Narasingh Dev unless and until you speak something. And okay, take a pen, Gurudev would say. And he would say something. No book, nothing he is saying. He would just keep speaking fluently, and Vaman Maharaj would write. And Guru Maharaj and Vaman Maharaj, whatever he is writing, there is no need of correction. Immediately we are writing. Corrections have to be done, editing, it needs editing, but the way he was writing, no correction was needed. And in the morning, they used to give to offer to Narasingh Dev. Like this, we used to make this Patrika. I have seen these English.
Thousands of pilgrims were there, and they were talking with Guru Maharaj. And Baba Maharaj came and told that I want a editorial note. Then Guru Maharaj told, oh, you should write, and he used to dictate as well. And in a few minutes, he used to write about four pages. And then Baba Maharaj so corrected the language that it had nothing to point. And he was given to praise, and second day it was
passed. Om Shanti Shanti Shoyananda Shwaja Shoshurumi Namom Vishnu Padaya Sindhava Prashpaya Bhutale Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Parvati Puramarathi Namo.
From Chunchura, Sachi Babu, he will offer his Sampushpanjali. I have found faith today that Pujapad Vaman Maharaj and Pujapad Srila Trivikram Maharaj, topics what we have spoken, the way we have had discussion of their glorious life character, what tattva we have been manifesting, speaking here, Gaudiya Samiti, I am sure this is not being spoken such topics there, I know. There, Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj, separation, I am doubtful that they are observing this date or no. Varshman Acharya Paryatak Maharaj, they are celebrating his Vyas Puja, but Vaman Maharaj, these dates are not observed. They are not doing any such, I know. And specially, Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj's disciples, there are no people who have any affection towards Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj. Slowly, Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj's disciples, they have slowly come to me. I am very happy today. I am very happy that all of you are present here today. Very happy. The way they are respecting, and the way they have spoken such glorious, they have taken away their Guru Parampara, they have broken the Guru Parampara, not even keeping proper photographs of the Guru Parampara. Like this Pujapad Srila Vaman Maharaj, he is being respected there. Our parampara is perfect, Guru Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj, and then my photograph. This is parampara, Guru parampara. All the world, Pujapad Srila Vaman, all the devotees in every home, Paryatak Maharaj, his therefore, at our place, this our pastimes, what have been spoken about Srila Vaman Maharaj, as when Sarikatha is going on, there in Gaudiya Samiti, everything is spoiled. You should always follow the Guru and Vaishnavas. Always consider that Gurudev and Shiksha Guru are engaged in bhajan. They are non-different. I've seen that. I'm very pleased that that all of you are advancing in bhakti. I'm very pleased with them. Madam Maharaj is saying many devotees from Siliguri have come to. There are so many devotees. We should go to Siliguri again. Gurudev saying, yes, I will. I will go to Siliguri after Navadvip Parikram. I will go, definitely. If you go to Siliguri in Bangalore, then many people will come next year, much, much more. I will also go, Gurudev is saying. Certainly go to Siliguri after Navadvip Parikram. 40 Vaishnavas, together we will go. And 5 or 6 days, I will reside in Siliguri. In Guwahati also, and Shillong also, I will go these places. But I have no time, but thereafter Uma Didi has to speak something. She should speak something. She is refusing, but Gurudev is forcing her. From childhood, taking Harinam, staying with Pujavachala Vaman Maharaj. She is residing here. She has left Gurudev and residing near Maharaj. They disrespect her. But Srila Vaman Maharaj, right till the end of his life, he used to have so much affection attachment towards her. I just now heard. I've just now heard that the lips of Guru and Vaishnavas. Gurudev told, unless there is meeting, there can be no separation. Unless there is meeting, how can separation occur? Separation cannot come. Why you leave the microphone? Gurudev is saying. Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj has described, unless we have relationship with Gurudev, until we have relationship, how can we express? Till that time we cannot feel any separation. I never had relationship with Gurudev. I could not accept Gurudev in my heart. I never had any relationship with him. He has. I am a materialist person. How can I have a relationship with him? In order to purify my heart, I will speak though some pastimes of my Gurudev with my tongue. Gurudev has so many characteristics. Gurudev had so much affection for Pujapa Srila Gurudev. When he used to come to Vrindavan, he used to come to Vrindavan or Mathura. And when he was going to Vrindavan, I don't know. Swamiji means, whenever he will tell me, means he was to speak about Gurudev. Whenever he will give me permission, I'll go to Vrindavan. Only then. He used to give so much respect to our Gurudev and Pujapa Srila Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. He had so much affection for his disciples. He began to weep loudly. One time, one disciple of Pujapa Srila Vamana Maharaj, Sundara, left the world. That time, Pujapa Vamana Maharaj had to speak about his disciple, so he began to weep loudly in separation of his disciple, and he would not honor the food or water offered to him in that plate. He
Maharaja, যাচ্ছেন তো যাচ্ছেন, একবার ফিরেও তাকিয়ে দেখবেন না যে আর কেউ পেছনে আছে কিনা। তখন আমার মনে খুব দুঃখ হলো, আমি খাবারগুলো তো দিয়ে দিলাম সেবকের হাতে।
I gave the food in the hand of the servant for 2-3 days. He told, "Oh, Madidi, I've received so much distress. I'm so distressed because Mahaprabhu went to South India, and he had darshan. You should stay here and should not come with me till in South India." Then the Pandit fell down unconscious when he said, "You cannot come to South India or Vrindavan." Maharaj showed that
আমি তো দেখি ত্রিবিক মহারাজ আমাকে এই পথে নিয়ে এসেছেন, গুরু মহারাজ তাকে বীজ সঞ্চয় করে ভক্তি বীজ দিয়েছেন, আর মহারাজ তাকে ভজসা মিলের জন্য এই বীজ থেকে যাতে আমি গাছে অঙ্কুর থেকে অঙ্কুর থেকে দিয়ে যে ছোট গাছ হতে পারি, এই জন্যে মহারাজ চার নানা রকম লীলা মাথার দ্বারা সিঞ্চন করে আমাকে ভজন হতে অগ্রসর হওয়ার জন্য খুব চেষ্টা করি।
One time পূজপ্রদ রমন মহারাজ লেফট, he has to go somewhere. That time he left behind, Umadidi had prepared one tiffin for him, but that time Sri Brahmacharis who were going with him and Umadidi began to shout, "Gurudev, stop, take the tiffin, take the lunch box with you." But Pujapati Vaman Maharaj didn't look back at her. He walked straight and out, didn't even look back at her. When he returned after 3 days, he told Umadidi, "Oh, I gave you so much trouble that day, I didn't even look at you. I didn't even take this tiffin who was prepared by you." But actually, the bus was 3 hours late. So Madhuri is saying, this was the condition of Mahaprabhu. The Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. That time Gadadhar Pandit had Kshetra Sanyas. Gadadhar Pandit was supposed to not leave Jagannath Puri. But that time Mahaprabhu didn't even look at him. And Gadadhar fell unconscious at Mahanadi. Similarly, I also had this experience in my life with Srila Gurudev. And so many other people who have to speak on Chakal Patari.
When Damodar Maharaj, we speak about one good Jabal Sabitha Maharaj. He has done in the last time and he was very clear to Maharaj. কোন সময় তাহার মাতা পিতা আসলে মঠে ভাবে তাহার সঙ্গে প্রীতিপূর্বক তাহাদেরকে দণ্ড প্রণাম করা বা এইসব করতেন।
I did not offer him obeisances. I told him, "Maharaj, mother and father, you have to respect your mother and father. But you don't understand this." Kripa Maharaj said, "Mother and father, if they come and they behave nicely with me." One time mother or father of Kripa Maharaj, when they came, he behaved very rudely, and then Gurudev told him, If I behave very nicely with them, they will all time and again they will come here and disturb my bhajan." He was a very good cook actually. He would wear a cloth always which would be above his knees, and he would cook nicely in the Annakut festival. He used to cook nicely himself and also distribute himself. He was a very expert cook. Many, many good qualities, of course, he had. Raghunath Brahmachari.
Jagannath ji hai, Jagannath tha. Chitranjan wale hai. Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev told, Bharat Jagat Jivitra Maharaj.
English.
Whenever his parents used to come in the mall, he never treated them very nicely. And then he used to use very harsh word. Srila Gurudev became unhappy and asked, Oh Maharaj, what may be their little parents? Why are you using so harsh word for them? And Pujatranga, you do not understand this fact. If I be affectionate with them and use very nice word, behave very sweetly, then they come again and again and harass me to take me back to Riyas village. If I use harsh word, they will come very rare, gradually they will stop, will not come. The second one who they told that he was very renounced for his own use, even sleeveless shirt only up to this much and cloth up to knee, not more than that. And he was very expert cooker. And he was fond of very sweet taste of vegetables. When annual function of Chichuda, he used to engage himself for cooking and engage others for serving. By this way, he spent his life. One thing I have to tell about him. As before, we have no modern Calcutta. I used to come Mathura with Gurudev from Chichuda. When I came first time to Chichuda to come Mathura with Gurudev, at that time I came from village, we don't know about pressure cooker. And cook rice. And when serving was going on, Tikkabai Nema Subhananda Prabhu, he told him, he can serve, okay. And when he serving, he told that after one serve, he had to hit the cooker. And who I? Well, yes, this is Tikkabai Nema. I feel as if I don't know, I never know the pressure cooker. The result of hitting the cooker, then it will not form the gas, then it will not work properly. I am doing, then no, you have to put twice. And twice, and not put two, very strong sound. No, why? Well, yes, this thing is good. I don't know at all. And I went hitting too much. And thinking, Kerala, who are you? I don't know. I became very happy. I just both hands. But Mahara, I am doing. What are you doing? Our Shivananda told me this is your rule. Shubhananda! And in other, that Shubhananda would not eat anything. By PR, I can't even eat anything.
और स्टाफ मैनेजर है।